Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled Creating the Perfect Offer. Excellence is the unlimited ability to improve the quality of what you have to offer, said Rick Pitino. You should already have in mind your ideal customer, a picture of the kind of person that you want your marketing efforts to attract. Got it? Great. Now you're ready to dig in deeply and figure out exactly what it is that you're going to offer them. Remember, you're offering them something to solve their pain. You have the solution. And how are you going to reach them and help them? And that is your product. But remember, what you offer is not the same thing as what your business does. This is a key distinction that far too many business owners fail to realize. Okay? For example, you may run a pizza shop. You make pizzas, but that's not what you're promoting. You're not promoting that you provide the tastiest pizza joint in town with secret sauce prepared by Grandma Luciano from the old country and handed down generation to generation, but baked, fresh, imported ovens at your historic location at the corner of Smith and Elm. Nope, that's brand advertising and it isn't what you need. Instead, what you'll be promoting is specific something, a combination of features, benefits, scarcity, and guarantees that are precisely matched to your target customer. You're promoting something so perfectly matched to their wants, needs, dreams, and pain that it's practically impossible to resist. Dan Kennedy, one of the most successful copywriters of all time, calls that specific something a widget. For a pizza joint, the widget could be as simple as two pizzas plus double cheese plus 60 minutes free delivery plus at half price, order within 48 hours. For a dentist, that widget could be something like 7-point oral consultation, plus teeth cleaning, plus $49 flat fee, plus no pain guarantee, plus sign up before June 1st. For a hotel, the widget could be a 3-night, 3-day accommodations, plus 2 rounds of golf, plus 4 drinks, and 2 dinners, plus $197 total, plus reserve within 10 days. Those components make up a specific widget, and how you write that out in words is your offer. Okay, so let's get down to what you offer. When it's something that's physically tangible, for a dentist, it's intangible, but at the same time, it's tangible because you know what you're doing. You have teeth in your mouth, and they have to be taken care of. And you want the best quality dentist for the best price. When it comes to food, it's within your neighborhood, but are you willing to go out of your neighborhood if the quality of what they have to offer is so good that you're willing to pay for the gas to get there? Because remember, It's not just what you may be saving by going to that restaurant. It's also the cost of the gas to get there. And so many times, this is what I find some people do. They literally forget that just because they're saving some money at a restaurant, it's great if it's within a mile or two of where you live. But if you got to go 10 to 15 miles out of your way, how much extra is it costing you to get there? Because you got insurance on your car, you got the gas that you're paying for. But the thing is, when you are ordering online, because today everything is done online with delivery, guess what? We are looking at how we can help someone save their money, but also how they're going to get the best quality of what you have to offer to make them want to purchase from you. Those components make up a specific widget, and how you write that out in words is your offer. As you describe your offer in your sales material, you need to focus 90% on the outcome that the people listening to you will experience when they buy from you. In other words, what transformation will they experience, as that is what matters most to them and is what will entice them to buy from you. So, if your customers' needs are something along the lines of needing to stay in contact with their customers every month through a fun and informative client newsletter, then your offer should include wording such as our easy to customize persuasive client newsletter templates and calendaring system allow you to create and deliver fun and informative newsletters in minutes, ensuring that you remain in continual contact with each and every customer. Having your offer in place as the goal of your campaign gives you the key ammunition you need to turn a simple brand into a powerful, persuasive marketing campaign. It enables you to plant seeds in the minds of your prospective throughout the entire sales process while hinting at the transformation they will experience once purchase the solution from you. And that's the name of the game. And that was just one part of the story. And the next part of the story is the 5 secrets to new media channels. Because you know what? It's not just putting together a marketing campaign that helps you succeed and understanding how to sell them the benefits of buying your product, but you also need to figure out a way to actually get it to your customer. So, social media requires that business leaders start thinking like small town shop owners, said Gary Vaynerchuk. And remember, today, everything is done online. The older generation dies off. As the generation, the baby boomer generation begins to age, some still like to do the old typical way of going in the store and purchasing, but you still have many of the baby boomers who do much of their business online. And in purchasing online, guess what? You will have the opportunity to increase your income in today's marketplace. So let's talk about the 5 secrets to new media channels. With the introduction of each new form of media, it's inevitable that the pundits come out prognosticating about the impact it will have and speed at which it will decimate all previous forms of media. It is also inevitable that the pundits of today will be as wrong as those that foretold of the demise of the radio when TV came along, or of the postal service due to email. Now, I am not saying that the new kid on the block may not turn out to be a major disruptor and have a significant impact on previously existing media forms, but it is rare that the old media channels go away and the dodo, go the way of the dodo bird. Now, what you're seeing is that companies like PayPal also are getting into the business where you can use your smartphone but to take payments from your customers by just adding a little, I'm not sure what it's called, but it's something that you swipe your credit cards on, you can attach it to your phone, and all they have to do is give you the information. It's like going online. And I know a lot of people are fearful of that, especially the old guard. But at the same time, it is also secure because it's also verified. And the millennials and Generation Z are the two generations that grew up using computers, using smartphones. So they have no problem purchasing online. The good news is that media, regardless of the type of agnostic, and will work for those who know how to identify which media form is best for which market. But regardless of which media form you feel is best to reach regarding your target audience, there are some basic truisms regarding its use. Now, remember, today there are multifaceted ways that you can get your information. You still have the radio and you still have advertising on the radio. You still have television and you have advertising on television. You have offline marketing, where you go to meetup groups or leads groups where you are the only person within your niche and you promote to other members in the group, and through them you can get referrals, and then you never know when they too need your services. And if you're on LinkedIn, there's many groups, and through LinkedIn you can connect with people where you can be involved with teleconferencing, where someone else is promoted each day or however they want to work it, but it gives you a chance to market what you're doing in such a way that you never know. And if you look at LinkedIn, they can tell you for each person, but you can guarantee 250 other people, because the consensus is that everyone knows at least 250 people that they can talk to on a daily basis. And when you combine that by 1,000 people that you connect with on social media, whether it be Facebook, or whether it be LinkedIn, or whether it be Twitter, that what happens is that when you promote something and you tweet it out there, or you post an article that you can educate people with information. And when you're educating people, then you are offering them something that they need. So, plan to sell from the very beginning. While in most cases, you don't want to pounce on a person like a hungry lion the minute they open their letter, email, or social media post. You do want to make sure that your piece is a part of the unified and well-designed campaign. You want a part or readers to eventually buy. So why not start with that end in mind? Work backward, mapping out the steps to get the reader from your marketing piece to your cash register. If you are using an autoresponder to keep in touch with your emailing list, what you want to be able to do is have them want to open your email. And you do that by making it a 6-to-1 or a 10-to-1 or however you want to do it, where you're giving them an email where they're getting information. And then, and only then, would you send an email where you're actually making an offer. And I know that, you really should never send out an email more than once a day. The problem is, and I've seen this with many a marketing company, that when they set up marketing plans, they will send out 3 to 4 to 5 emails a day. And I understand that the more you get in touch with someone, the more they open it up, then your opportunity to sell increases. But you got people that really are just going to delete. They're not even going to open up emails. If you don't make it a situation where they're getting something that they can really use, make the act now. Or give your prospects a reason or reasons to act now. Every hour of every day, there are dozens, if not hundreds, of things vying for your attention at any given time. So you must have an offer that has compelling reason for them to act now, or odds are you'll possibly lose them. Give very clear instructions. When someone is explaining something new to me, my favorite way to ensure that they provide clear information is to tell them to explain it to me like I am 4 years old. I'm not suggesting that you talk down to your customers and prospects, but don't leave anything to chance. Don't assume that prospects will connect the dots. Don't worry, you will not offend someone with click the button below. Don't assume they'll know what to do or that they'll do anything without your explicit instruction and continually guidance. And just like my 4-year-old self, it's best to tell them again and again and again. Tracking and measure. If you don't track your marketing, how do you know what's working and what's not? As important, without tracking and measuring how you know which campaigns to invest in more into and which to abandon, you need to track every dollar you spend to make sure it's coming back to you with friends, social media, platforms. Make it easy to track because analytics are built in, but it's not that hard to track direct response. Tracking phone numbers can be used to provide accurate counts of how many people call in from an ad or mailing. And if you are a brick-and-mortar business, Coupons are another easy and often overlooked tracking tool. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about ways to track business. And why that's important, because you want to know where your business come from. That's why when you have different ways of reaching people, it will help open the doors for you when you understand exactly how to market to them. Individual results may and will vary. Be cautious of best practices or broad statements about what is working today. Yes, you should look at all ads and campaigns as potential ideas you can use, but realize that the best practice in one industry or market may be the worst for yours. So don't just use an idea that appears to work for someone else. Make sure that you understand why it needs to be tweaked for your market and how you need to tweak it. And don't rest on your own laurels either. The Holy Grail is to develop evergreen campaigns that you use repeatedly, but you still need to monitor your efforts and be prepared to make adjustments. So what we have been doing is talking about ways to create the perfect offer and ways to market it so that you can generate the income that you want, and understand that you need to alternate how you market because it varies from one market to the other. What works for one person may not work for you. What works for you may not work for someone else, simply because it's a different industry. Because every industry has a way to help to offer people something that will help them grow and build their business. And remember, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one personalcareercoach.com. And we can sit down with you and help you put together a strategy of taking your business from where it is now to where you want to be. And then we will hold you accountable to follow through on your business and how you can take it to the level, or rather, we can help you to follow through to implement all of the things that you plan for your business.